Okay.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Sorry for the delay, traffic holdup.
I wish I could blame traffic, it's all me.
All right, our first item will be the approval of the minutes for January.
Oh, and I wasn't able to print the minutes. I wasn't in the office, so I had to beg a favor so you can get these printed. So I got the message from Carol, and I was out in meetings. So
you want to skip that?
I have to hold those till next
month. Okay, we'll put that on hold until next month. Approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. Move for approval.
Second.
All right. Approved. Report from Metro.
Good evening, everybody. Sergeant Jeff Dean of Metro. Just for the record, the meeting is running late at the night and not at the meeting. So it's clear.
Carol's not here, so it's Carol's fault.
Everyone had a good holiday season. I pulled the numbers. We had 18 total calls in Mountain Springs. Of course, as always, 15 of them were 911 disconnect, accidental bump dial, people driving on the highway. So, 3 calls actually from Bubble Canyon to just over the other side of the hill. Nothing significant. One was the disturbance at the bar, the other one was a plane that was. We call it a plane crash, it was a plane crash, it's one of those tough planes. But oh, the Lost Viper really happened to come back. No issues there. Other than that, we didn't talk to Dory up here, we haven't had any issues. Does anyone have any questions? Awesome. I'll be around if you have anything you'd like to talk about.
Okay. Our gentleman from the highway department have pressing business, so I'm going to go right to their report, and then we'll have a little bit of discussion as needed.
So just first off, I'll just give you kind of an update of the project. We're still on schedule. They've been digging in, excavating a channel to the west part of town, and it could be that they decide to do one more blast, but at this moment, they're not sure. They're going to try to finish the excavation with just ordinary equipment. But if there is one more blast, I will let everybody know with advance notice and everything like that. Otherwise, the project is pretty much on schedule, actually a little bit ahead of schedule. The tentative plan is roughly in middle of March, depending on weather. We'll probably start paving again. By then, they should have quite a bit of area ready to be paved, in addition to what they had before, but then we got the cold weather. If there's any questions, feel free to ask, and otherwise, I will go into the lighting issue. You may have, I think I asked Carol to spread the word that we arranged for a different type of light up at the Pinion intersection. There's 4 there that are different than the original ones. And then here at the fire station, there's 3 of the 4 are a different lower level, slightly, a little bit more amber looking light. And then there's 1 of them that's the original one, so you can kind of see the difference. What I had asked was to get basically feedback and whatever you guys thought of those lights. Compared to the original
ones, the Pinions, all 4 are the same?
Yeah.
It looks like it was an improvement to me.
Yeah, these are much better too.
I believe that these are superior to the ones on the Pinion.
I agree.
You can see the ones from Pinion from a lot greater distance. It creates a lot more light off to the side that scatters to the sky. Whereas the light from these is directed down.
Yes.
You don't see them as you're approaching.
I agree.
The ground is very nicely illuminated.
And the color has
a light off of what we've got right out front here.
What's the difference? Is it the fixture or the bulb or what's creating the difference?
These ones out here, the original one is like 40,000 or 4,000, what's the word?
Kelvin.
4,000 Kelvin of light output, and these new ones are only 2,700.
Okay.
So it's almost a little bit more than half, and say maybe like 60 something percent.
But is there a different fixture? Why
yeah,
is this one?
It's a whole different luminaire. Yeah, it's a whole different luminaire.
Yeah.
Designed to be less light output.
So what are the ones that are Pinion?
They are, what do you mean what those are? 20, what?
Can I get just a little bit? Yeah, somewhere. Okay, so what was originally here? So the light output of what was here is roughly 11,000 lumen output. So the light coming out from all the fixtures is roughly the same. The color temperature, the color that you see, is 4,000 on this one here, 2,700 on these, and 2,700 up here. The difference between this group of three and that group of four is the actual manufacturer of those luminaires. This is Eaton. We can tell you what those are. These are an Eaton manufacturer. The other ones are GE. So the color temperature being the same, but they are a different manufacturer, so the light has been created a little bit differently, and it's just how they do things.
So can we take the ones from here and use them up there too?
Yeah, we can. If you like these right here, we can get that same kind here, also on Williams Ranch Road, and up at Pinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because these create a lot less scatter light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It won't interfere with our vision of the sky at night.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the objection of a lot of people, is the scatter light is what's really
exactly.
Bothering.
I think it's also better when you're driving. It was so abrupt in your face, the other lights, and this is completely.
But yet it still completely illuminates the area where cars are going to be entering, and that's of course what we need for public safety.
So, Mark, as the fire chief, you consider these lights adequate for outside the building?
Yeah, we can see the people approaching just fine. There's adequate light, and you don't have the bright light in your face as you're approaching it, which tends to hurt your ability to see cars coming from the dark off the side. So, I think this type is much superior.
Yeah.
So are they still 11,000 lumen?
Yes.
That is very interesting. So Kelvin is the measure of the temperature?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kelvin is the measure of the color that's the color's coming out. So they measure it in what that temperature would be from a flame.
What do you think that light is right there?
The light makes a whiter light. The light makes a yellower light.
What do you think that is?
So this is probably
3,500?
Maybe 4,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the
it's
yellow.
Wider light from the lights outside. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And the lights that are around here, it's really orange. Those are probably somewhere around 2,000, a color temperature of about 2,000. So the 27 is the threshold to still be considered white light.
So is there a federal minimum light output that you have to comply with?
Well, that 2700 is pretty much the rock water minimum, and that allows one thing that our engineer was explaining is that allows you to be able to tell the difference between colors underneath that light. Underneath, to get any lower temperature than that, you can't distinguish colors, one color from another very well.
Why would that be significant to know a color?
Just like,
car is blue or black?
No, not that, but let's say you had an accident and a person, you saw, had a bad accident and someone, and there was fluid on the ground and you can't tell if it's blood, antifreeze, or oil.
Oh, okay.
So it's more for emergency response, and maybe there's other reasons for it too, but.
Well, we're used to seeing things in color. And when we don't see things in color, we don't know what color it is. It's disorienting. It's kind of like not having depth perception. If you're looking at things with one eye, you can see just as much as you can see with two, except with one eye, you don't have depth perception. And if you don't see things in color, it's just a little disorienting. And you might not perceive things as accurately.
Well, I mean, if everyone...
Like you want to drive and see everything in black and white?
If it means a better lifestyle up here, yes. I could care less than if they don't know that the car is blue or black as they're passing. Yes.
I agree.
But like Mark said, if there's an accident and there's fluids on a person's body, they need to be able to
that makes
tell
sense, but there's also
what the fluids are.
Well, I mean, basically, if it's pretty much agreed that you like these three, we can get the same kind and put them... We'll order them. It'll take a while, but we'll get them and put them up on all the luminaires. I wasn't planning on putting them at Mount Potosi at that intersection. There's going to be lights there too. Unless anyone objects, I'm just going to leave those as the original ones. You don't like those? You want them there too?
That brings up a question. Why are there going to be lights at the Potosi turnoff?
Just to light up the area as an intersection. It's an intersection, and I don't really want to add anything to that.
I can touch on that. There are, I don't want to say federal requirements, but there are requirements that intersections and roadways get lighted to a certain level. So we've lighted these to the minimum levels that we can, and then the color temperature is a little bit of a variable. We're dropping it down to the lowest color temperature that we can. With that, intersections that have tough geometries and stuff have to be lighted.
I've seen situations up on the Potosi Road where there are dozens of cars coming out after special event. I know the Boy Scout camp is closed now. It's probably going to be sold for development of the homes.
Yeah.
And that's just going to increase the traffic up there. So we need to make sure that that intersection is definitely there. Only makes sense to do it now rather than to wait
Right. Yeah. Ounce of prevention now.
While it's under construction and they'll be used to it, it'll be done.
Is there anybody down there in that area that would be bothered by the lights? Are there any residents down there?
But what about, are y'all proposing the lights that were there? Because they are distracting just driving under them.
Well, that's the ones that are there now. I mean, that were planned to go there. So my question was, since there wasn't any houses down in there, I was just going to leave them the same, but if anyone opposes it, then I think we could probably get approval to change those out to these same ones.
Yes, it's the distraction factor when you're driving under it. The others, they were very abrasive.
Really, yeah.
Yes, and as you said, you couldn't then see beyond the illumination of where that band of light was.
It takes a little longer for the eyes to get used to the dimmer light, just your headlights, once you get past. Really,
if they're so bright, yeah. Right.
Is there any reason we couldn't change out the Potosi also, or it'll work with it?
Those lights will work. Yeah.
So yeah, we can do that. Yeah. It'll cost us some money, but we'd be willing, from what I understand, we'd be willing to do it, get that changed.
I think in the long run it's still beneficial, because then if it illuminates the area and therefore you can then see the cars there and a little bit beyond, it's still safer and by being less abrasive.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we can do that. So if that's pretty much the consensus, we'll go ahead and move ahead with that then.
Beautiful. Thank you.
With the Eaton ones, correct?
With what?
With the Eaton lights.
Yeah, these ones right here. Yeah, these are right here. Yeah.
And just in case it comes up, Eaton is the name has been changed to Cooper Lighting. Not that that matters; they'll still be the same luminaire. But if you see that they're Cooper,
you see the box that says
Cooper.
Yeah, they promised you.
I don't want it to be.
This is a quick change.
What is the finish date? Is that still finish date for the completion?
What's that? The finish date is roughly, I'm going to say, August, as far as most of the work, but then we'll also be coming in September for the seeding and some of the transplanting, stuff like that.
Is that the green spray that they're spraying on the side? That's
no.
That green?
Well, there will be some seeding like that.
Is that seeding?
It does have the various kind of seeds in it, but we are also talking about transplanting all the cactuses we salvaged.
Oh, man.
Transplanting those, plus we're planting several hundred trees and bushes around and that sort of thing.
How about some of the dead pinion plants that are the real, brown ones that are, right next to the side of the road?
I'm talking to our fire chief, who's meeting with the Forest Service, and I specifically mentioned all those dead trees on the north side of the highway, up here close to the summit. As well as a bunch of dead ones toward the run.
Is that from salt? Road salt? Or what's that from?
I don't think they salt the roads up here. But one would think they do, because it kills all the people. Yeah. They're doing is killing all the trees in
that. Right along that gully there.
Yeah.
But just because they don't put salt, the solvents and stuff that come off the car still go over when it rains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it rains, and you go up drifts and all that stuff.
It's a tough balancing act, because that couple of weeks ago we had that icy There's quite a few crashes. People are losing control on that line. So it's kind of a trade-off. If you don't do anything, just let the cars crash.
Five cars at one night.
Yeah.
15 people involved.
And so we try to use some products. I don't really know what they use up here, but it might just be sand. But I know in some areas they do use some sort of de-icing material. Product.
I could tell you all about it because I cover Mount Charleston, so I know very detailed.
They use the same stuff up here.
I don't know that they use it here, but at Mount Charleston they use a product called Ice Slicer that is a salt.
It's probably more of a problem up there because it's higher. You get more snow and everything. We'll plan for that. Any questions about anything about the project? I noticed a lot of people that were here before are not here this time. But I don't know if they communicated their input or their thoughts.
A quick question for you. Down on the east side, as you're coming up the hill, is there going to be any access to they call it the chocolate rocks. It's like a rock climbing area on the sandstone. So people actually use that area for recreation. So I don't know.
Where is it? I'm not exactly sure I'm following. Is it on the north side?
Yeah, it'll be on the north side as you're going down the hill, just past the big culvert, box culvert you're putting in on the north
side.
There's
no plans for like a parking area or something like that?
No, I mean, a way to get through the fencing or anything? No way to get through
there.
It's going to be dispensed all the way down
to
the
go all the way down to...
Late night?
Yeah, late night and ride, up.
Really? So no access anywhere in there?
Yeah. So what is that
development? There's a driveway about a mile or so past late night where there's a trail quite along the back of Black Velvet Canyon.
Yeah.
That was the last break.
Because you're right, the road, and you're actually right next to some really good stuff. I know people are going to try to convince you. Use that area as this whole southwest side grows like that. Anyway, I didn't know if there was any plan for a game.
No, and that has never been brought up through the whole, in 7 years of working on this, that's never been brought up.
I'm not even sure where,
to be
honest.
Unfortunate,
I'm not sure where it is even, but.
Where the sandstone starts? Like where your culvert comes
across
in.
Across the water, that deep wash and up the other side.
Yeah, that whole area. There's quite a few rock climbing routes on that, and a lot of boulders, and people go there. Like I said, this whole south side of town is really starting to get used a lot, up here for recreation, as the south grows. So.
That same area, there's a concrete barricade wall there, separate traffic from that area. And there's a gap in that concrete wall there. We did use that area there as a helicopter landing zone. It came in real handy, so it would be nice if there was a gap that at least emergency vehicles could use to get back there, so the ambulances could switch over a patient to a helicopter.
So,
it's kind of mouth, it's not level there.
There is on the south side, there's the a different trailhead with you go back in there with the rest area and stuff.
Right down the Cottonwood Pass.
Yeah, Cottonwood Pass. There is a access there, but that's on the south side. So there is that.
We're talking on the north side, right, where he's talking about it. That area would be nice if we had
Yeah, side. Roughly.
I thought they were talking late night, but not what's down
there. But at some point,
up the hill from late night, I think somebody said about another mile. Can't visualize.
Yeah, no, I'm
talking
about
it. I believe when the state's there.
I'm just trying to get access in
there. Yeah, we got that deer fence that goes
No, I get it. You got to protect that highway for sure.
Okay, there's one other item on my agenda regarding signs, like recreational area, not a residential area, not a recreational area. Is that your responsibility or is that the county's?
It depends on where it's at. I mean, usually we don't usually put up that kind of sign, but I don't, if you were, it depends on where you're putting it, I guess. If it's anywhere off of our right-of-way, you can put whatever you want. If it's on our right-of-way and we put a sign like that, we'd have to get it cleared through, get it approved, as far as to what it says. But I don't think we normally put up that kind of a sign.
primarily we're talking about the frontage roads, because when it snows, we get literally hundreds of people up here playing in the snow, and they encroach on people's driveways, they block the driveways, etc. So that's something that we'll need to address at some point in time, but I didn't know if that was your responsibility or the county's.
I think we talked about that last meeting, and I checked into it, and the answer I got was that NDOT normally doesn't put up that kind of signs with that kind of a message on it, but whether somebody else would, whether NDOT would oppose someone else doing it, that I don't know. I mean, it's a public right-of-way. We can't really, I mean, it depends on what the wording said. Mm-hmm. If you would, like, give me what the wording you would like, I can see if it would be approved. And some wording might be okay, but we can't say, you know, everybody's prohibited or something like
there's,
that.
There's a sign, in you'll see them in, like, Blue Diamond area down here. It says residential area, not a recreation area, is what it says. So I think it's a county sign. I don't know.
Well, and I've tried to get them from the county, and so I was hoping you were going to be like, yeah, we can do those, because the county doesn't want to do them. So, in the past, I've gotten in the past.
Well, not on these, maybe not on the frontage roads, but on the where like Benedict starts, or the actual residential street starts, there.
I've tried. I will try again.
Once you get to that point, isn't it a private road?
No, it's still county.
No, your roads are all public. I will check with us, but if it's the frontage roads are concerned, those are still
yours. Yeah. The frontage roads are still belong to NDOT. That's within our right of way.
We're going to be meeting, Commissioner and I are going to meet with Tracy Larkin and Thomason, so I can bring it up to him.
Sure. Can I back up for a second? Because it seems like I was at a meeting maybe about a year ago where people down on Benedict had a problem with drainage where the arroyo comes and crosses the road, and they wanted to have that addressed. And the answer from the county was, we're not touching that. That's a private road. So now I'm being told it's a county road. I'm confused.
Well, see, in my experience, it's a county road because I tried to get it graded, and they ended up grading it. County brought in a grader.
Benedict is county.
Okay.
And the problem wasn't that we weren't going to touch it for that reason. There was other reasons. I think it wasn't wide enough, or there was some reason we weren't going to do that. This road right here next to the fire station that we've talked about multiple times is not a county road.
Okay.
That is a private driveway, and that is the one that was draining over the top because the culvert was plugged.
Yeah.
And it's private property.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, no problem.
I got one more point real quick while we're talking about this. On Benedict, when the Public Works came in and bladed when we had 16 inches of snow, their blade caught a big chunk of dirt, and they created a big giant hill right there where, like, right by the first house you get to, it's a big chunk they took out. I applaud them for coming in and blading the snow out of there, but I was wondering if they might come back and blade that.
I'll look with the supervisor on it.
Because it actually forces the cars onto the sides, and you can't see the car that's coming up the other side of the hill.
Okay.
There's kind of a bulb there. So it's a big chunk.
And it wasn't there before?
No, it's after they. It was under the snow, but they caught it and took a huge chunk out.
Well, and probably with the snow and everything, you probably didn't realize.
Yeah, it was all mud.
Sure.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, these gentlemen have to go, so if there are no further questions.
I had a quick question.
We got some time.
You got some time?
Going down the mountain, past between Potosi and Late Night, on the right side is a lot of dirt excavation. Yeah. What is that for?
That's just, they're not really doing anything. It's just shaping it into, it'll just be basically a place to put dirt, and then they'll be shaping it into a natural looking terrain and then reseeding it.
Okay, because I thought it looked pretty natural before, and now it'll be filled with tumbleweed.
It's what now?
It'll fill with tumbleweed by next fall.
We're going to require them to seed it. But yeah, no, it's not really building anything. It's just where they're putting soil.
Oh, okay.
It's getting rid of soil.
Uh-huh.
So is there going to be a designated chain up area? Or turnaround area for inclement weather?
Turnaround, there's going to be a chain up there. The same kind as there was before.
Okay. Any more questions for these gentlemen?
Thank you, guys.
But thank you for the hard work on the light bulbs.
I know
there's not many people here today, but I imagine it's appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone, I don't know, maybe spread the word, if anyone wants to say anything else, to try to, you know, within the next few weeks, email me or give me a call, and then we can, just to make sure we don't miss somebody's, that feels really strongly about it, otherwise, you know, differently than what we talked about today. But.
I got a real quick question for you. Like, the speed limit at the summit here, is that going to be 45?
Yeah, the ultimate or the final will be 45.
45. Where does the 45 start and end?
It's down at the base of the mountain, and it goes, I think it goes 45 clear. I can't remember exactly, but I think it's pretty near Portisino.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
Quite a ways, yeah. A lot of people don't like it. People from Guam don't like it.
Yeah. We'll see if they drive it that way, though.
Well, that means they're going to do 50 for 60, so that's better than 80. Yeah.
I have one last question. You referenced your right-of-way.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how wide is your right-of-way? Is it wide enough that it encompasses the access roads up here on top of the mountain, or is it more narrow?
The access roads? Well, it's about, like, roughly 100 feet.
100 feet off the
center? Yeah.
Off the center or off the edge?
No, it's off the center. Off the center. Okay. I don't hold me that. It could vary. In some areas it could vary, but that's roughly what it is.
Roughly, okay. Thank you.
M-A.
Okay. We have another item on here. Last month we discussed the possibility of trash receptacles being put up here on the frontage roads.
We've talked about that in the past. It's not going to happen. Who's going to maintain it?
Well,
Republic Services, do you know how much trash was left here after the snow?
I hear what you're saying, but they don't service just random trash cans.
No.
Somebody would have to... No, and we've talked about this before. A dumpster would be an attractive nuisance. Somebody would roll it around, and it wouldn't. We can't put it in the right of way. No, they aren't going to let us put it in the right of way. Then we'd have to put it on somebody's private property. Those are our options. So that's just not a possibility.
How about the trailhead parking lot? Like the trailhead? Sometimes I'll see a dumpster down there.
That's like when we do cleanups.
No. There'll be like a 3-yard dumpster there, every other week.
Yep.
I don't know why it's there.
Yep.
It shows up and it disappears.
Yep.
But that might be a good place to have it, because then
it's these service roads. When the snow was here, it was far worse over here because our snow lasted 2 weeks longer,
right.
And there was all kinds of debris, trash, gloves,
after the
sleds.
Snow play area, seriously, I picked up probably maybe 15. Beer bottles,
yep.
And trash.
Yep.
And,
well, I'll tell you, there's dumpsters all over from Mount Charleston, and they don't use them. They have to do cleanups. They pick up like 10,000 pounds of trash every year.
And they will end up doing more than once a year. That's what's going to have to happen then.
That's fine.
Okay.
No, we can do that.
I just want them to pick up the trash whenever they're supposed to.
Oh my gosh. Right.
That's
well,
true.
No one's
yeah.
telling me that there's a problem. I haven't heard anything about problems for months.
For me, there hasn't been lately, but boy, there was.
Well,
it's December.
We had ours out in Motherwell's right in ours, and they picked one trash from Motherwell, and they picked up recycle, and then our can was right there. They didn't pick it up.
Yep.
I mean, it's right there in line.
And
I had
a different situation. My trash guy picked up my trash, but the recycling guy didn't.
Right.
Okay.
He thought the road ends for the pavement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I talked to my trash guy, and I asked him if the recycling guy was short behind him. He said, no, but he usually takes lunch at the trailhead up here. So I buzzed right on down there and said, hey, why aren't you picking up my recycling? He said, I pick up everybody's recycling. I said, no, I'm on the road next to the fire station. He said, well, I turned around right there to the pavement ends. I said, I'm beyond the pavement. I'm on a dirt road. Let me guide you. And so I took him up here, and I showed him where to pick it up. And that's the way to do it. Now, Roland is the name of the guy that picks up the trash. Real nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
they're getting better. They're terrible. Yeah.
There's a new
recycling guy. You can find the trailhead here. If you have a trouble getting your recycling picked up, just find him here at the trailhead around lunchtime. That's where he takes his lunch.
Well, let's do one better, and let's get it fixed all together and make sure. So there's a new head guy that I work with at Republic Services, and he is very responsive. The old one was too, but this new guy, he doesn't want to hear about problems like that. So tell me when there's problems. Because I don't work for Republic Services, but I have a direct line to him. If you call customer service, they're going to send you to Glendale. Glendale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Why are they sending comments on their online thing? And they're doing anything about
exactly.
I will tell you, their customer service is not ideal. So you're going to get.
They've got a monopoly.
Yes.
No one said it.
Yep.
Well, they don't have a monopoly. They have a contract.
They do.
It's a government contract.
Exactly. And they they'll come and when the trucks are full, they won't pick up anymore, they won't send another truck, they won't redo the route and come here first, empty, so that we get picked up, but down the mountain they get it twice a week because that's important.
Well, that's the point.
They don't.
We used to get twice a week here.
Yep.
Then they went to every other week for heavy traffic, bulk traffic. Then they quit with the two trucks, and they would never come and get it.
Yep.
And I'm like, I called you several times, and I talked to the supervisor several times, and I said, look, basically you basically gave us a 100% price increase because you cut our service in half, so that's effectively a 100% price increase. Now
you're
not picking it up.
Anyway. But they didn't come Friday after Thanksgiving. They didn't come Friday after Christmas. There was some, but the roads were clear. So there was no reason because all where the trash is left, they were accessible.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, that's again for us. Once a week would be plenty. We don't have, we got the trash
cans
are part of them all. But the fact when they don't pick up, then it is overflowing for the next week.
Well, they will. You know, they will give you two trash containers.
You can get up to four.
You can get up to two.
I didn't know that.
Colonists, colonists.
Two of each.
Okay,
two
of each. Then.
Yes.
See, that doesn't.
But if they don't come for 2 weeks,
and stuff and
no, I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
So two of each.
Yes.
Okay,
If you could make one suggestion to him, I think it'd make a difference. Whenever one of the garbage truck drivers was on vacation, they put someone on his route without any experience at all.
Exactly.
And that is not just you guys.
Yeah, what they should do is require that before the guy goes on vacation, he's accompanied by the guy that's going to do the route when the guy's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That way he'd have at least an introduction to the area.
Yeah, mark for that means they have to organize and plan.
Well, so they used to have those transfer stations around town where you could take your receipt and go stuff. Where's the nearest one?
Henderson.
Henderson?
Henderson, okay. It used to be one else.
Sloan was only open for a very, very short time, and there's one in Cheyenne. And
I mean, that's for here, that might as well just dump at the Dennis. I mean, not that I'm doing that, but that's what I tell Republic Service. Like, I mean, you guys are, that's supposed to disincentivize dumping in the desert.
So. I'd say I'll take it to their parking lot. We're going to write you a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will tell you in the future, don't let these things fester this long. Yeah. Let me know. I can't help fix it if I don't know about it. And I have not, literally for months, I have not had any complaints.
Last time I talked to the supervisor, I kept his number, and then when it happened again, I went through their chain of command. I didn't call his number. Couldn't get a hold of anything. Finally, I called his number again, and he was actually pissed that I had his number.
Oh,
really? Oh, yeah. And I said, hey, man. Because
Tommy Sinclair?
It was one of the higher-ups. This was maybe 2 years ago. But like I said, I said, hey, I didn't call you originally. I tried to go through your chain of command, and of course, I got dial tones, and then what?
Well, so far they have been, I would say, 90% of all the problems I've ever given, they fix.
Yeah.
So there's some that are kind of not fixable.
But it's how many times you've got to keep calling on the same problem.
Repeatedly.
You don't call me.
All right.
Okay. We got your hotline number. So.
You all know how to call
me. Yeah.
Everybody's got my number.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the light pollution by one of our neighbors here, right to the east. So
I had called. Is this the same problem?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember
I talked to you?
I know.
All the
yes. Yes. And I had called him.
The LED commercial lights.
I had called him and spoken to the owner personally, and he told me he was taking care of it because he has renters. Did it change at all?
No.
No.
Okay. Then I'll call him again.
Yeah.
And in the future, you don't need to wait till this meeting to put it on the agenda.
I've been trying to, and I was told to be nice.
Well, I'll tell you my story, because I talked to you,
yeah.
And I sent you pictures.
Yeah.
Because the
and I
glass,
said,
there were 1 foot by 1 foot LED lights hit my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called you, I talked to you about that, and so I left a letter on this gate. I said, look, you know, your neighbor to the north, I said, you know, I've lived here for 4 years, I've put about $300,000 into my house. I said, your lights, you know, please reconsider your lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're impacting my quality of life, my property value. I said, because it lit the inside of my house up like Dodger Stadium. I mean, I'm not kidding.
I believe it. It does across the road.
Couldn't believe it. He did change. It took about a month, but he did change the ones out that were facing my house. I know they're still facing this.
They are. Okay, and those haven't changed.
So I sent him those pictures, the owner, when I finally got the owner.
Yeah.
I sent him both pictures, and because... he doesn't know. No one's telling him. He doesn't know what's going on. He rents the property. So I will follow up with him again. The only thing is putting on the agenda, he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you let me know, then I could have called him days ago.
Okay.
Megan, I'm curious. You said that he said he would fix it. Did he indicate what he considered the fix to be?
No, because he hadn't seen it
himself.
So I will follow up with him. I will call him back. He was very reasonable and understanding, and he said he doesn't want to be a bad neighbor, even though he's not the neighbor, you know.
Yeah,
so let me call again, and...
He's responsible as the landlord.
Well, no.
Yeah.
But again, if he doesn't know that... Maybe he told him to fix it. Maybe they told him it was fixed. I don't know.
Well, exactly. As a renter, you know, who knows what they're saying.
Right.
It's like,
fine,
it's like, come on, you're in the mountain. If you want to live in the city lights,
if you're a renter, those LED lights are not cheap to install.
I think he said they had been
wrong,
or
lights.
Something had happened, and they were nervous about something.
Well, I told him before, I mean, I was out here where they were shooting guns in the backyard. Like, I was looking on the side of my house for bullet holes.
Yeah, I heard.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is going on all night. I called Metro. And, I mean, this was a couple years ago in the summer. But shotguns, pistols, shit going off all freaking night.
Well,
so
Jeff
saw
it. Jeff would just take care of them. He wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will call him again.
This hasn't happened in 5 years. So I'm just saying, I think those were.
Because our Charles lighting wasn't that bright and not as many lights. And the board jumped on him fast.
Yeah.
And this has been going on many months now.
Really bright.
Okay.
I know you were trying to add to the agenda. I'm just saying, us sitting here talking about it, I can't solve it for you.
I know,
but
in
my office,
not to put it on the agenda.
Yes,
because
I said to not put it on the agenda because we're not solving anything. Right here, we're not solving anything. If you just called and said, hey, he didn't do anything about it, I could call him and maybe have it fixed by now. That's my point.
Yeah.
I would agree we're not solving anything, but we're getting a pretty good read of how many people are being irritated by it.
How
irritating it is. So.
There's
value to that.
If one person is irritated, I take it seriously. So it doesn't need to be, I don't need a whole room to tell me.
Yeah.
If one of you doesn't get your trash picked up, I'm not going to wait until a bunch of you have a problem. One person calls me, except for one that is a... rent a complainer that's not usually valid, but even the persons I take seriously. So I'm very ineffective sitting right here. You know, at my desk I can call and he answers right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put that on the agenda for next month?
No, thank you. I will report on it in my report.
Okay.
I will report back and tell you that I have pistol whipped him and made him feel sorry for being alive. Get those lights. Shut off.
Okay.
I've read those letters. They're so sweet. I'm like, honey, you need more vinegar.
Okay, next is planning and zoning. We have nothing. So we'll go to general business. Is there anything on anybody's mind that... other than what we've already discussed?
Yes. We usually have a spring cleanup. Mm-hmm. We didn't have one last year because of the highway risks, because of the road construction.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to have a spring cleanup this year, but not clean up along the roads. Have the dumpsters here so that we can not only dump our big trash, but so that we can also, in leading up to that day, prune trees and shrubs, and bring branches up to the roads so we can use those dumpsters to haul away branches and trees and stuff. Because it's been over 10 years since we had a fuel mitigation grant to decrease the fuels. And all those trees and shrubs have grown back. We really need to start decreasing that. I talked with my chief about the possibility of getting grant money, and there's nothing now. If we apply when we're able to apply, that's going to be 18 to 24 months from now before these ones get through. Meanwhile, we can do as much as we can to decrease the fuel load. So if we could have another community cleanup day, arrange for county to provide us with maybe three of those dumpsters again, we could fill those dumpsters with shrubbery. What I'd also like to do is see if the county can provide a big chipper shredder, because branches are really bulky. And if we can chip and shred a bunch of it, we can make a humongous pile of mulch that those of us who are gardeners could have free mulch from. It wouldn't take up nearly as, it wouldn't use up all the space in the dumpsters. We could use that for other stuff like water heaters and washing machines and dryers and that kind of stuff.
Wasn't it a couple of years ago the Forest Group was up here and they cut a lot of
wood down.
That was 6 years already. I remember how long we were just putting a second home up there. It's been 6 years, seven this spring.
I mean, they come up and clean it up, and I definitely remember that because it was like, if you want the wood, come and get it. So I hold it down, put it up in the mountain.
So last year, I don't think we had a cleanup event, but the dumpsters were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the dumpsters came
down.
Yeah.
What size are the dumpsters?
Dumpsters 30 yards? In emails and on the virtual community we have online, I don't know what the name of it is. But
okay.
You can spread the word with that, because I want people to trim trees and shrubs and stuff in the weeks before then, and that will give them plenty of time to drag this stuff up to the roadside, and then I can use my truck and trailer, and I know there's other pickup trucks in the mountain. We can just go up and down the roads, pick up all the branches, bring them over there, chip and shred if we have a big chipper shredder that we can use.
I'll see.
So that segues into my other pet peeve on some properties that have been raised, and the only cleanup that took place was what NDOT did along the easement. The other three edges are still loaded with deadfall.
Is it still our friend over here?
The only area that got cleaned up was where NDOT cleaned up their right away.
So when he told us he was coming, he didn't do anything?
No, he did not. Nothing moved, nothing picked up.
And I can't think of his name.
There's a lot of dead branches and stumps all along the road construction project. And then you cleaned up here.
Bobby, yeah. All right.
And my chief met with Forest Service just 2 days ago about cleaning up the dead trees on the other side of the road. And I told them it would be great if they could bring a crew of Forest Service people on each side of the highway and trim that up so that an errant cigarette butt won't spark
a forest fire.
So we could clean up a corridor on each side of the highway all the way through our community. That would go a long ways towards enhancing our security.
And that was my whole concern, not that at the eyesore, was that those trees have been down for 3 years now.
Yeah. They're nice and dry.
Oh, yes. And just because there's a little dirt on them doesn't mean much.
Right. So we're working with the Forest Service to help us with that. And they're going to take it to management and see how much they can do and what they can do.
Right. And you're going to be on the agenda next month. You and Chief will be.
Pardon?
You requested to be on the agenda next month.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it more then. Right. So in the past we've done a little barbecue here and everything, but every year it's gotten less and less people. Do you want to have an event or just do the dumpsters?
I don't think have an event. It's a social thing.
Okay. Every year it's less and less people.
Maybe only do like 50% of the food that runs out. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, so then next month, let's pick a date.
Or 40% less or something.
Oh, also one other thing. As we trim trees, there's branches we can haul away, but there's also logs that some people want to use for firewood. A lot of people don't have the means to split that wood. I tried to rent a log splitter in Vegas last fall. Nobody rents them anymore. I had to go to Piranha to rent one. They had one, and 20 minutes into using it, it burst the high-pressure hydraulic hose. And then, through good fortune, I came across a nice big 35-ton unit that I was able to buy. So I've got one.
Oh, okay.
What I want to do is make it available to the community to use in exchange for a donation to the fire department.
Oh.
I don't want any in for myself, but if they just make a donation to the fire
department. You're
going to
allow third-party people to operate your equipment.
I may well
and you think
operate
it won't break.
Myself.
Bingo.
Because I don't want anybody to break it.
That's what would happen.
Or use lousy fuel or anything like that. So, I'll donate my time and help them do the log spring, and then they can make a donation to the fire department, and then everybody's happy.
I'll look. I wonder if Nevada Division of Forestry, because they use the inmates for cleaning and stuff. I wonder if they have a chipper shredder that they might be able to come up with.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
I imagine I'd have to invite the inmate crew to do it. Is there an objection?
Nope.
Okay. Well, is there an objection to that? No. Okay.
That's a great.
I can't say bring your shredder, but leave the prisoners at home.
Yeah, either, but they like big pieces, so I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I've seen them all. So that might be the way to go. You might get some interesting stories.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah, they're not the
hot. We get rid of a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs, too.
One quick question.
Yes, sir.
Anyone know about internet up here, ever coming up here? Are we ever going to get internet?
No, but in Trump's State of the Union speech, he indicated he wants to retain funding for rural high-speed internet.
Yeah. I thought that.
But I mean, from what I've been going to these meetings for a little while, not all of them, but you know, talk to they have the one of the five district FCC people here, and they were telling us about, oh well, we got to get the environmental impact statement from the Forest Service to get on these poles, and then the BLM's got their own.
And then Valley Electric ran out of funds.
Right.
Yeah, they had
their Valley subscribers that they thought they had, so they didn't have cash flow.
Well, Sand Valley's got it. Fish Lake Valley's got it. You know, the property value up here is probably more. You know, I'm trying to
sound good. Well, it was hard to get it to Sandy Valley. I'll tell you, it was hard to get through BLM.
Yeah.
But it took like 3 years. Just to be allowed to use the lines that they already have.
Yeah.
So coming up here, they'd have that same fight plus Forest Service.
Yeah.
So not to make excuses for them, but it's true. It's hard to get through Forest Service.
Well,
let's start the fight so that we can get it something.
They were about to do it, but they were about to do it, and all of a sudden went, oh, we can't do it right now. We have these issues. And that was like a month before all the construction started. I thought, well, that was hard to deduct. And then they had their financial...
Yeah. I don't think they were that astute to know that construction was coming, I'll tell you. They kind of imploded because, you know, their CEO was arrested.
Yeah.
And so I think that has more to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's...
Well, that absolutely...
But I was hoping that, you know, they're running the power up here for these lights and everything, and that big giant gray conduit wheel they had going up the hill. I'm like, please have a fiber optic cable in there.
I know. I have tried. Every time someone says something about... internet, I say, hold on, because you guys aren't the only community that has this struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like Mount Charleston, they don't have any high speed on the Kyle Canyon side either.
But can they send anything more? If I try to send anything close to 2 megabytes, it will not send. Anymore.
I don't know that, but I know most of them have to use a hotspot on their phone for internet.
Well,
so
that's what I use, because Embark, like when they disconnected the tenant that was living in my house before I moved up there. The next day I went to, you know, sign up, and they were like, no, you can't, we're not letting you on. I was like, what do you mean? I go, hey, it was here, it goes to the house, it was here yesterday. You don't want my money? And they're like,
no, but they still slowed down the speed from where it was 5-6 years ago,
yeah.
Or now 10-11 years
bad.
Ago.
Yeah.
It's four, I can't get anything out that's 2 megabytes or larger.
I have no
even 1.8.
I have tried, believe me, every time something comes up, I try. But you know what, even Indian Springs, who is right along the highway, and you would think they would. AT&T has stopped accepting customers, so they have to go with HughesNet, which I guess is terrible.
It's terrible.
And it still runs through the phone line.
Right, so even Indian Springs that isn't inaccessible like this has problems. So I know they keep talking about grants and stuff for it. It doesn't seem to find us.
Still years away.
But the sad thing is that the service up here, 10-11 years, we moved here and it came like a month later, was... it was monumentally better than that, and they won't.
Well,
because
they slowed. Denied. That's what they wouldn't let me back on, because they said it's in exhaust mode, is what they said. I go, it's in exhaust mode. They said, yeah, the signal's in exhaust mode. In other words, once I got off, they're not letting anyone back on because they're trying to, I guess, it's gotten so slow.
Open it up.
They
so if you get off of it, people also would open
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, exactly. So they would not let me get back on the next day.
See, and I thought for sure they let more people on because otherwise, why did it slow down four times? Why is it four or five times slower than it was 10 years ago?
Who knows?
Luckily, there is that hotspot option, which that works.
Mark? That's what I use my home. I have noticed as part of this, it seems like it's part of this highway construction project here. There's been a company that's been burying some sort of cable next to the highway. Seems to be about an inch and a half, 2 inches in diameter. Looks like fiber optic cable.
You have to ask Don.
It's running right through this area, but I know nothing about it. It should be sweet.
Something came up about that. Some sort of hospital.
That's what I asked them.
They came over and then they abandoned it six months later.
Just like that tower.
That's what he said.
And I was like, Cox Cable didn't jump on that, throw something in there for us.
That doesn't make any sense, because it's a cable they're burying all the way from town, next to the highway all the way
it's
up.
In that gray conduit on that giant wheel, right? That's just the power for the lights. Yeah, that's what
they
did.
Didn't tap into the power lines around here?
I guess to get it to down by Potosi and the other lights.
That's a misunderstanding.
That's what the
ask Don next time. I don't know.
I was hoping there was
next to the highway, all the way along the highway, from Cottonwood Pass all the way up here.
Yeah. That's what I asked them about. That's what they told me. So I'm saying I was hoping there would be a fiber optic line in there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, I would love to one day come here and be the hero and get you guys. I would love that. So, believe me, my ears perk every time someone says something new about internet capabilities. I pursue it for you, Indian Springs, Mount Charleston. I mean, believe me, I like to bring good things. So I would love to be that person.
It does impact. You know, people's businesses.
It's been the one drawback to moving up on this mountain is the internet.
I mean,
service
really,
sucks.
I mean, you know, it sucks. People use the internet.
I don't even have cell service here.
Really? Well, yeah. AT&T,
Verizon, and I have no cell service.
Well, Verizon used to work great here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 years ago, I had it, and they're like, "Oh, next month we're getting that tower." And 12 years later. I had
four bars on Verizon for years, and then one day it turned off, and they had to let me out of the contract. And luckily, AT&T was great.
And Sprint.
And I travel all over it, and this is the only place I can't get there.
Wait, we have T-Mobile.
I tell my boss at work, "Hey, I don't have service up there. Don't call me." But then they text me. I get the text. I'm like, "Oh, man." Then I use the excuse, "Hey, I got a foot snow up here, I can't come in."
But
see,
sometimes text will go through when they call along.
And I have to tell you, there is no cell service at all for anyone in Lee Canyon. So believe me,
really?
Nothing. Very dangerous. Lee Canyon.
So does the 911 work like they say it does without service?
Nope.
See, they're like, "Oh, it always works."
That's why they have some of the last payphones in the entire United States in Lee Canyon.
Really?
Oh, we had a fight with them. They wanted to pull them out.
And a money changer machine?
Nope, they're free, and you can make local calls for service. Yeah, to tow companies and stuff.
Wow.
But yeah, we had to fight for that.
Wow.
So, it could be.
Okay.
But they have high school internet. So I don't know.
What? Lee Canyon?
Lee Canyon does. Yes. I don't.
Oh, no, yes. Which one you
but,
want?
But Kyle Canyon has good cell service and high speed internet. So figure that out.
One or the other. Take your pick. But you can't have both.
And they complain on each side.
Of course.
You were so.
It's like, oral thing. If you go to shoot me, let me get to a payphone first.
Then
that way I can call before, you know.
Oh, yeah, I sat in the room with CenturyLink and said, if I'm up there driving around, my county truck, and have a blowout or something, what am I going to do? What would I do? I'm miles from anywhere, you know? So, we still
shoes.
Have the payphones, and believe me, they were not happy about it. But,
Any more business to discuss? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. I move for adjournment.
All right, next meeting will be March 11th. And we'll have some information about the right life.
Month meeting.
Yeah.
No, we do.
And,
Thank you, guys.
I have refreshments over here.
Coming, I see.
My wife made.